Mighty, glorious King, worthy is your name. Holy, spotless, worthy are your ways. You are clothed in righteousness, your unimaginable brilliance secreted within your canopy, your dark cloud of mystery, your hiddenness. And yet you, the Holy One, the only one, high and lifted up, make yourself known, seen to us, soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Your desire is for us to worship you in spirit and in truth. And your word is truth, Yeshua, the word that came out from you, the light of the world, Savior, Redeemer, Messiah, Lord. We read in Revelations, Father, that out from your throne come flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, they're full of eyes all around and within, and day and night they never cease to say, Kadosh, 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 holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to you, Lord, the 24 elders bow down, casting down their crowns to worship you. Worthy are you, our Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created. It is your glory, your honor, your strength, and your power, God, that we seek on behalf of these four situations. Only you can crush the enemy, pierce the souls, release the burdens, and expose the lies and unshackle these captives. We lift up Susan to you, Father, with her serious heart and emotional issues, Father. You know how they have been keeping her isolated in so many levels, in so many ways. Some have said that she is carrying weight from a broken heart. You know the cause of that, Lord. We're asking you to go down deep to those bitter roots, those sorrowful roots, and to take hold and bring deliverance and healing. And likewise, Lord, we lift up to you this non-believing family whose daughter recently committed suicide. Apparently, she had some other mental issues and things in her life. But Lord, this family needs you on so many, many ways. They need your comfort. They cannot get that comfort, Lord, until they know Yeshua, until they know the Messiah, until they know the extent of your love, until they see that you have a redemption and a plan and a way to carry them through the sorrow and the valleys and the difficulties of this life, because there is something much, much more and much greater beyond this life, that we are not citizens here. Lord, I pray for you to step into this family, to step in ways that never before, that they have not heard your gospel in the way that you're about to have it presented to them, Lord, that they can receive it and be freed from the mourning and the sorrow. And we're also asking in this section, it's all about strongholds and breaking them down. And that's true for Marcus's neighborhood. God, we're asking for you to go through and just release your spirit, a sweeping of your Holy Spirit to awaken the souls and stir them to hope in you, Lord, to deliver them from all those lies, from the strongholds, from those things that have been keeping them captive, that are causing such unrest, is the word I keep seeing, unrest in the neighborhood, Lord, unrest within the people, within their homes, with going in and out and all about the neighborhood, Lord, and any havoc that is being caused. Father, it is your shalom, your peace that we seek, and for you to round up the enemy, Father, to bind up the demonic hold that is in the disturbances that are being done throughout this neighborhood. And we're asking for you to release your truth, your gospel. And the last one in this section, Father, as you know, is for an anonymous believer who's been extradited from the other side of the U.S. to out west here, extradited for a crime that they don't believe they committed. And there's trouble now, I guess, trying to come up with proof of all of that. So, Lord, all of this, you know the facts, the motivations, those wishing to do harm, how you need to shine your light of truth and help all the parties on both sides of this see what you see. And so may your merciful righteousness prevail. And I'm asking you to make a roadway of deliverance and freedom in this wilderness situation. I'm praying that also for Marcus's neighborhood. I'm praying for the non-believing family. I'm praying for Susan, God, that you would turn the mourning that is in all of these situations, the sorrow and the difficulties and the holds, into a season that is totally, since the enemy has it all inverted and perverted, Lord, that you turn it all back around to a season of joy and deep learning and walking with you in every one of these situations. I'm asking you, please, to pull down every stronghold, their weight, their millstones, their chains, their hand, heart, ankle cuffs that's keeping Susan, the unbelieving family, Marcus's neighborhood, and this believer who's been extradited, keeping them shackled and bound. We're asking you to step in and cast down every argument, every high thing that exalts itself against you, against the knowledge of you, you, the one true God. Lord, we're asking you to bring every thought into captivity, into the obedience of Christ, to set these captives free from the spiritual issues that are going on within them and around them, Lord, that are feeding in and creating and compounding physical health and mental health and emotional health issues, as well as legal issues and disturbances in the neighborhood, where there's unforgiveness and shame and a clinging to the past and its desires. God, we're asking you in all of these different situations for that unwillingness to be set aside, that bitterness that provoked them, Lord, keeping them chained, chained from letting your truth redeem them and cleanse them and sanctify them and set them free. Lord, I'm asking for them to trust in your new beginnings, not pitching a tent in the old ways of thinking and being, but being willing to follow you. And that's out of Isaiah 43. In Philippians 3, Paul advises us to forget what's behind and strain towards what is ahead. Lord, may you do something new. Help it to burst forth in Susan's life, in this unbelieving family's life, in Marcus's neighborhood, in our anonymous believer that is swept up in this confusing legal matter. May your will be done and your name lifted up and glorified. B'Shem Yeshua.